I spent about 10 to 15 years studying reverse engineering the devil's system. And the reason I say 10 to 15, because I lost track of time. And that's probably a good thing, because when you lose track of time, you don't really age. I think the secret to not aging is not worry about the current events and not be connected to the system as much as possible, you know. Everybody lives down here, but the more you disconnect from the natural realm, the more you connect with the spiritual realm, you're outside of time, you know. So I think the secret to aging is set your affections above and just forget about this place. But about 10 to 15 years, I don't know when, how long, but the devil, the Bible says the devil wants to steal, kill, and destroy, right? And so the devil, if you watch the Jessica Jones series, you'll see that that Kilgrave guy, he can take people over, you know, control their minds, you know. And the devil can do that, and he does it through many different ways. He does it with subliminals, he does it with everybody's really, he's already seen the game 1,000 times. These are spiritual beings. They've seen the game. They know what you're thinking. Without even reading your mind, they know what you're thinking because they've been through it 1,000 times with 1,000 different people. But the devil can only grab hold of something that's in you. But if there's nothing in you, there's nothing for him to grab hold of. That's why Jesus said, the devil came to test me, but there's nothing in me. There's nothing of him in me. The Draco Ma system, the Jezebel narcissist psychopathic system, there's nothing in Christ that they can hold on to. And when you take up your cross, you die daily. There's nothing in you that the devil can grab hold of. If there is, it's a cleanse. God allows the devil attack to cleanse some areas in your life. But the drama system, this is why the drama queens do all their drama to distract you from your true calling, and also to try to bring you into confusion. And actually they use it to try to get you to worship them. It's like a possession through obsession, you know. So the drama queen is going to do possession through obsession to get you obsessed with somebody, to get you obsessed with them or what they said. See, the reason the narcissists use word salad to get you obsessed with what they're doing. They're playing games. They like to see you confused. It's like a rat in a maze trying to figure them out, and you can't figure out because it makes no sense. They're just doing it just to provoke you, to control you, to destabilize. One of the reasons which to bring things into order and to set lines of demarcation and not have boundaries overstepped is to take the narcissist and destroy them, because they can't stand boundaries, because boundaries are like a law, and the flesh creature hates the law, right? Because they're under the law. The flesh creature's under the law. The letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. So when you put boundaries up, you're putting them under a law, because that's how they work, by crossing boundaries. They cross boundaries just to see if you'll let them keep crossing boundaries. And when you put the line up, then put the boundary up, they have no control. That's why it's good sometimes if you work two part-time jobs, because in the corporate system, you're going to have narcissists, psychopaths, and people trying to rise up to the top for what reason, who knows, because the more responsibility, the more crazy it is. Who wants to be under that kind of pressure? Long story short, reverse engineered the death. And so what he's going to do is he's going to use people in your family, in your church, in your job, in your community, neighbors, in your whatever it is that you're doing. There's going to be somebody the devil could take captive, because there's always something in them that he has a hold of, you know, of either the world, the flesh, or the pride of life. And they're always, so the devil's trying to find your weak, your Achilles heel, through these people. So there's agents the devil tries to find your Achilles heel. This is why they want to come to your house. If you read the Bible, it says in 2 John, don't even let them across your threshold if they don't receive Jesus and his teachings, his doctrines. Don't even let them across your threshold. They want to get into your house, your realm, R-E-A-L-M. The realm that you're in. See, the devil wants to bring you into lies and confusion and fear and all the kingdom of darkness stuff. The devil wants to bring you into the kingdom of darkness. Because that's where his people rule. They love the dark. But when you turn the light on, what happens? The dark goes away. So the devil has agents that want to see your weakness, your Achilles heel, but then he has agents that want to use and abuse that Achilles heel to draw you into the kingdom of darkness. Right. And to take you down a rabbit hole of no return. Now, you can always get out. If you're saved and you made a bad choice, somebody was lying to you, a narcissist tried to pull you in, you made a bad, not a wise choice, you can always get out. Just get out. And all their fear darts, and they're, you know, it's just like the Pharaoh. So what they're going to do is try to use blackmail or whatever to they might not go to that extreme, but probably they might even try to kill you. Or threaten to kill you. But anyway, you can always just step away. You know? You can just step away. It's a choice. The reason they stay in bondage to the devil is because they believe the lie that the devil owns them or controls them. When you're in Jesus, though, you're free. He gives you a free will. So this goes back to the trick. The ultimate goal of the devil is to take away your free will. That's the ultimate goal of the devil. They hate your freedom. I had a boss that tell me one time. He said, "You're the freest man I know." Why was he even observing that? The reason is they're agents looking to see what you're in bondage to. They want you in bondage to something, drinking, drugs, running the street, whatever. They want to find your weakness. So the devil can take them captive without them even knowing it. And it looks like a network of them. It looks like they're all working together. And they might be, you know, it might be a coven. But it doesn't matter if they are or not, because the devil still can work them all together by the spirit, the demonic spirit. They're clay creatures. They don't have free will. That's why they have no free will. That's why they have to keep the TV going all the time, the music going all the time, the drama going all the time, because they don't have a free will. And you can see it, because like I say, the woman's the flesh side of Adam, and it says these women that run from house to house speaking things they ought not, for some have turned aside unto Satan. So you can see that because they're in the flesh mind, they have no control or no free will. I'm in the drive-thru, forgot what I was saying, but the devil can take them captive, so it doesn't matter if it's a network of covens and witches and warlocks or not. They're still working with the hive mind. And they're solid fractal holograms. So what one's doing, all of them are doing. When the devil takes somebody, let's say there's a demon covering your city or your county. When the devil takes captive one of them, he's taking captive all of them at the same time. And they're all working together in unison, whether they know it or not. It's a trip. It'll blow your mind, people. When you really see through this thing, it'll blow your mind. They're like zombies to the dark side.